This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Welcome. It's Morning Devotions. Do you know the hardest three words? Perhaps you think, yeah, I know, I love you. No, I think the most difficult three words for us are, I am sorry. You know what it's like? You've said something in the heat of the moment, you regret what you said. You really shouldn't have said it. Maybe you lost your temper and let fly with some words you regret. So what do you do? Well, I think you should apologize. And this business of apologizing, it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually the opposite. It was Norman Vincent Peale, in one of his books, says that a true apology is more than just acknowledging a mistake. It's a recognition that something you've said or done has damaged a relationship and that you care enough about the relationship to want it repaired and restored. Now, I think that's probably the best definition I've read. To apologize. Now, yes, it's difficult. It's humbling. Mistakes are human. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. And the psychologists say an apology is actually crucial to our mental and even physical health. The research has shown that after receiving an apology, it does have a very big difference on the body. It can actually lower blood pressure, the heart rate can slow, and breathing can become steadier. Now, it's amazing. You wouldn't think that an apology would do that. It helps us to move past our anger, prevents us from being stuck in the past, and opens a door for forgiveness. I remember there was a Reverend John Plummer years back in the Vietnam War. He was a pilot in Vietnam, and he was called for an airstrike on a village, and he was told there were no civilians in that area. And then later he saw that prize-winning photo that you might have seen of this little nine-year-old girl running from a place called Trang Bang. The little girl was naked and horribly burned, and he was tortured, this man who was the pilot. The realization that it was I, he said, who was responsible for that little girl's injuries. So the years went by, the war ended, and he found no way that he could express the remorse. And then he saw a story that the girl was living in America, in Toronto, and that this girl would be attending a Veterans Day observance at the memorial. That's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. He felt that he really had to see her. And when he had, he broke down crying, saying, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This really was a true apology. Hugh Mackay, who wrote Right and Wrong, he talks about this. He says, when you apologize, promise that you won't lie again. He said, you must do whatever is necessary to secure the forgiveness of the person that you've wronged. Sometimes our apologies can be insincere. Well, like someone who said, if I've offended anyone out there, I'm sorry. Now, that might sound okay, but I think it has a hint of insincerity. It was Ted Turner who said, I really, from the bottom of my heart, he said, want to apologize for statements I made about Christianity. I did it out of frustration. At one time or another, I've offended almost every group. I'm sure I'll be apologizing again. Now, is that a real apology? So when we're talking about apologizing, don't say sorry simply because someone made you do it or it's expected of you or that you'll get something out of it. No, of course it needs to be genuine. We might not always realize it, but true apology has actually the potential to transform the world. Someone has said that apology is like a lovely perfume. It can transform the clumsiest moment into a gracious gift. Now, why is this important? Simply because God has called us to live in peace. I mean, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote his epistles, often opened up his talk and his letter by saying, grace and peace be with you. So peace is what we work for. A constructive effort of saying, I'm sorry, actually is part of grace and peace. An apology has got tremendous power. So when we've done something wrong, let's face it, we have done something wrong. No amount of sorries can undo it, but we can sincerely apologize. The scripture says, dear friends, let us love one another. This is from 1 John 4. Love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love doesn't know God, because God is love. So apologies, however small they are big doorways that grace can be poured through. Lord, we've all made mistakes. Help us to be humble enough and strong enough to say we're sorry. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.